A public hearing will be held next month for Coquitlam City Council to consider adding more than 600 homes in the booming neighborhoods of Oakdale and Burke Mountain. Last Monday, May 15, City Council unanimously gave first reading to three development bids to listen to the community's comments on June 5. Rise Alliance, Oakdale. Applying to build a 38-story market residential tower with 364 units. A 6-story market residential mid-rise with 40 units and 2 6-story rental buildings with 163 units at 595-609 Westley Avenue, 639 Elmwood Street and 600-616 Kemsley Avenue. Morning Sun Homes. Proposing a 16-unit multiplex development for 1230 Mitchell Street on Burke Mountain. Morning Star Homes. Planning 29 single-family residential lots, 5 duplex lots and a townhouse lot at 3,409, 3,411, 3,415, 3,421 and 3,455 Galloway Avenue on Burke Mountain. For the Oakdale application, the company proposes 137 market rental and 26 below market rental units in its two rental buildings, said Andrew Merrill, Coquitlam's Director of Development Services. If approved, the development, located roughly 1,600 feet from the Burquitlam SkyTrain station, would consolidate 11 properties. There would also be a roundabout, and Kemsley Avenue and Elmwood Street would be widened in the area that also has multiple active bids. The Rise Alliance plans would also see about 112 children in its complexes, as estimated by Coquitlam planners. However, the company is paying the city $194,000 in lieu of the childcare spaces, a move opposed by Cown. Brent Asmundson. If green-lighted, the Oakdale development would also generate for the municipality $12.6 million in development cost charges, $12.1 million in density bonuses, $2.1 million in lieu for parking restrictions, $521,000 in community amenity contributions, $11,000 for the Transportation Demand Management Monitoring Fund. Meanwhile, as for the Morning Sun Homes application, of which Cown Robert Mazzarolo recused himself from the vote for potential conflict of interest reasons, the company wants to rezone a vacant property at 1230 Mitchell Street for 16 homes in 5 residential buildings. Still, like the Oakdale bid, Morning Sun is offering cash in lieu to make up for its missing 2 childcare spaces on site. Should that application proceed, it would bring in for the city $595,000 in development cost charges, $177,000 in community amenity contributions, $37,000 toward the Child Care Reserve Fund, and, for the Morning Star Homes plan, the company offering 29 single-family lots, 5 duplex lots, a townhouse lot plus a park lot and stream-side protection measures close to Smiling Creek Elementary School. The 12-acre site, which slopes 108 feet from the northeastern to southwestern corners and has a non-fish-bearing tributary, will require rock blasting before construction begins. What's that going to look like and, more importantly, feel like? Mazzarolo said, asking city staff for more information before the public hearing, as well as the area history. If oaked, the municipality would yield from Morning Star Homes $2 million in development cost charges, $214,000 in community amenity contributions, $56,000 toward the Child Care Reserve Fund. The city of Coquitlam recently received a petition from Paquette Street residents with more than 120 names to nix the Morning Star plan. To have your say at the public hearing on June 5, you're asked to call 604-927-3010 or visit the City of Coquitlam's website to register. The event takes place at 7 p.m. that evening at Coquitlam City Hall, 3000 Guilford Way.